This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner in for Kai Ryssdal. This September 11th, 11 years after the World Trade Center attacks, at least one big lawsuit is still unsettled. At issue, the airlines and whether they're on the hook for lax security the morning of the attacks. The accuser, the developer of the Twin Towers, who wants nearly $3 billion. Marketplace's Scott Tong has the story.
The plaintiff is Larry Silverstein, the high-profile developer of the World Trade Center. He's suing United and American Airlines for lax security, arguing they bear responsibility for his property damage. Remember, this happened before the TSA pat-downs. The airlines did security. And aviation lawyer Robert Clifford says back then, they outsourced and they skimped.
We ultimately knew that we had checkpoint security people who were making less money than the folks down the terminal who were flipping burgers.
Airlines have been sued before for terror acts. Family members of victims on Lockerbie Flight 103 sued Pan Am, and they won. So, attorney Mike Danko says Larry Silverstein has precedent.
It's not kind of wild and crazy. He's taking a lot of heat in the press. But this is not particularly novel. What is unusual is that he is a property owner rather than a family member of a passenger.
Most 9/11 families didn't go after the airlines because the government set up a special fund for them. Today, of course, the federal TSA runs the metal detectors, and Danko argues it's less accountable.
The federal government is entitled to sovereign immunity. Basically, well, going back hundreds of years, the thought was you couldn't sue the king. And so now you can't sue the federal government unless the federal government says, yes, it's okay to sue us.
So in the end, after investigations into terrorism and intelligence failings, it's the airlines that could go to trial. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.